Editor's note for About Place Journal, The Future Imagined Differently by Patricia Spears Jones. I write this editor's note just as the Pope is finishing up his U.S. tour in a tiny Fiat. There's something in that image that says much about spirituality, celebrity, and image making. The head of a global religious organization provided with maximum security and media attention, dressed in white and driven about in an affordable automobile. Oh, and there is all this talk of mercy, immigration, the environment, peace, and an end to capital punishment. I go for these things. And indeed, in my church, we talk about these things like ending racism and police brutality and greater equality, community, and true justice. Indeed, in almost all faith traditions, the desire for peace, compassion, and community is asked of its adherents. So, why so much strife? And how is all that strife muffling the calls for peace, for equality, for justice, for respect, dignity? Are the current ideological wars being waged the result of a vision of violent capture that came centuries ago? Are the warriors following a kind of map to death that was created in the imagination of people from 5, 10 centuries ago? And will what we envision now become the maps to death for future generations? That is the sort of question that was in the back of my mind when I crafted the call for the future imagined differently. It seemed that almost every kind of narrative about the future involved deep dysfunction, painful encounters, exploitation, and often hopelessness. Is that the only vision we can produce in this here and now? In ways soft and loud, the poets, writers, artists, composers, and social activists attempt to organize their thinking around how to produce that different future. As Ursula K. Le Guin pointed out in one of her speeches last year, quote, "Resistance and change often began in art." And out of that sensibility, the journal's contributors start in the very much here and now, considering sexuality, race and gender issues, environmental instability, war and peace, and then, as Maurice Poirot notes at the end of the remarkable poem, The World to Come, we need, quote, a time to create like the words of a poem, fearless like song, unquote. I thank everyone who sent their work to us. The future imagined differently is your work and the dialogue opened with your pieces. I have faith this work will lead to and join with others, work that may give future generations a different map to use.